and an image attached.
Oh, hold on a second here. Means I gotta do a premium account with that shit. All right. Okay. Sorry about that, guys. How's everybody doing? I didn't know we were live. It kicked it back. So apologize for the technical difficulty there, everybody. Hope you're well. How you doing there, Mr. King?
I'm doing well.
Excellent.
What is that, echo?
Is there an echo? Do you hear an echo?
I hear myself echoing. Not anymore. Okay.
Yeah, no. What I've been doing is I've been uploading this to both Odyssey and to Rumble, Odyssey and Twitter. And it's given me a few extra links to put in there, but the link for the Rumble, the link for Twitter, it kicked it back to me this time. I thought it wasn't live, but it was. So I apologize to everybody for, I didn't realize I was live. We're starting at 5 o'clock, guys. So we are starting at five. I'll make sure. Okay. Yeah, it's live. All right. I just wanted to double check. Okay. Wait a second. It's only been live for a minute and a half. I don't know what the hell's going on, dude. It's a funky day, but we are live now. That is a guaranteed fact. We are live now. So let me go to the email that you sent with all the links and whatnot. And okay. So this is the Vincent. You tell me when you want me to bring.
Yeah, I'll give you a heads up. There's two brief clips and an image. So when we get to it.
All right. You want to take the lead here and
we're live?
Yeah, we're live.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, gee, what can we possibly talk about?
I don't know. Same thing everybody else is talking about.
Well, you know, I was preparing some historical topic, trying to come up with one, and then you know, when the news broke on Saturday, that was huge.
Kind of so, nullified all that.
Yeah. Although tonight I'm going to tie it into history. There is like a connection, interesting connection. But anyway, I learned the so-called shooting from. I got a text message from a friend saying, "Hey, see, Trump got shot. Is this real, fake?" I said, I doubt it's real, but let me check it out. And you know, it took me about 10 seconds just to look at it, and you know, it's clearly part of the movie.
So what's just so that I can have a baseline, what's your overarching take? Yeah. Is it
it's the White Hats. Patriots are in control.
Okay.
And you know, they stage this little event, and it really puts Trump over the top in terms of popularity and sympathy. But I think more importantly, we have to watch what's going to come out of it. Perhaps they're framing the deep state for an assassination conspiracy. You know, you already hear the rumblings of that. Devin Nunes went on Truth Social, posted, "We have to have a fast investigation, FBI." And you're hearing it in a conservative press. Was there a stand down order? How was this kid on the roof, et cetera, et cetera? So maybe that's the direction we're going to. Is to use this to really begin exposing the deep state. But as far as, you know, all you have to do is look closely at the video. I think it was a joke. He popped a blood capsule on his ear.
And see, I disagree with that. I actually think it was a real shooting, and I think it was a real shooting, and it was allowed to happen. And I think it was so, but whatever. I mean, that's our,
come on. He popped a capsule on his ear. Look at the tape. It's professional wrestling. I mean, you either believe in the Q operation and the Patriots are in control, or you do not believe in it. They're in total control, including something like this. And I was not expecting this type of theatrics, but I was expecting that there would be something along the lines of false flag assassination attempt, like a conspiracy or something. Maybe a guy in a crowd with a gun and they apprehend them before it gets something like that. But I to go this far and pop a capsule on your head and the magic bullet that they caught on TV. No, and you know, when we see the film tonight, I'll show you this is a white hat operation. But what caught my attention, first thing caught my attention as I'm watching it is the reaction of the people sitting behind them, like nothing happened. I mean, if shots are raining down from a sniper, there's going to be some level of panic, people on the ground. And you know, they're just acting, looking around. I don't even know if it's a real screen or not, but there's one individual who immediately caught my attention.
Yes.
That's Mr. Vincent Fusca.
Vincent Fusca. Mm-hmm.
Vincent Fusca. Who is Vincent Fusca? Well, the scuttlebutt amongst, you know, many anons is that he's JFK Jr. In disguise. I never believed that. I mean, I'm open to anything, but I don't believe JFK Jr. faked his death, but who knows? But that can't be him because I've examined him in many photos, just comparing him standing next to different people and women. And he just seems like an average height guy. He might be 5'8", 5'9", 5'10 at the most. Okay. And Jr. was 6'1". He was on the tall side. There's no way. But he does. There is something about him that is part of this operation because he's always there and he's, and right. He's featured. And this goes back to 2017. Follows Trump all over the country. And, but let's have a look at that. There's a video I sent you.
Which one? Somebody, I think it's
video the video of Vincent Fusca.
Yeah.
It's a video clip. And when it's enlarged like that, you will see Trump just before the so-called shots are fired. He's pointing directly at Fusca.
Take a look at the arrow at the bottom. See the big ray?
And there's Trump pointing at him. I mean, it doesn't look like this from far away, but when somebody enlarges it, you know, we see the hidden message here. But who is this? There's this character right there who's totally associated with the whole QAnon operation. He is synonymous with it.
Hmm.
Even though I don't believe he's JFK Jr., that's what everybody talks about him being. And here he is at a JFK Jr. moment. But look at Trump pointing at him.
Right.
At least the way they arranged it. But let's see the rest of his video and pay attention after the shots are fired. Right.
So that's reaction. When I left office. That was the lowest point, and that comes right from the government services, comes right out of Border Patrol. Take a look at that. So that arrow is the lowest amount of illegal immigration ever in recorded history into our country. And then the worst president in the history of our country took over. And look what happened to our country. Probably 20 million people. And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened. Oh.
Interesting.
So, you know, Fusca doesn't flinch. And nobody in the there's several people in the crowd. Now, one woman takes out her phone, who's behind Trump, and starts filming. But Vincent Fusca, you know, his name translates. It's from Latin. Vincent comes from vincere. It means to win, to triumph over. Mm-hmm. Fusca comes from fuscus, which means dark. So his name literally translates to victory over darkness.
Right.
Dark to light, dark to light, great awakening. That's a cue theme, dark right. to light. So I don't know who this character is, but he's clearly symbolic of the operation. And you know, given and his name, he's associated with JFK, and then they have the shooting incident. So, this is, you know, this essentially I mean, Trump didn't need this to win the election, of course, but he wasted no time in posting the country must unify. And, you know, it has. So you're going to see the left tone down their rhetoric. That's going to make them even weaker. And a lot of people are going to have sympathy for Trump, just the normies that I encounter in my daily errands and trips, whatever, to the deli. And you hear people talk, oh, that's horrible. It's a shame. It's terrible. Everybody's sympathetic towards him. So,
well, and it also gives people the perception that, you know what, well, maybe they are trying to kill him because, I mean, you know, why? Why?
Well, right.
Yeah. I mean,
because people really are thinking,
or, man.
Because they're, it's, and you know, it was funny. This morning I was in the deli and they had the TV on and I was just getting a coffee and a bagel and there was women there talking, oh, that's horrible. And, you know, I mean, this is pure normies, so I'm not going to give them the spiel about the Q operation. So I played along with it. I said, you know, they couldn't get him with all these fake legal cases. So now this, just to test the waters. And, you know, I think you're right, one woman was saying. And they're all nodding their head in agreement. So hopefully that's where the script is going with this. We'll have to see. Because something like this is impossible.
Agreed.
That some kid could climb on a shed in broad daylight. I mean, that's standard protocol. I don't profess to be a Secret Service expert, but I know that. That's what they do. They look at the windows. They look at high places. I mean, that's impossible.
I 100% agree with you on that. I'm more of the opinion that this was it was a valid attempt, but it was an attempt that was allowed to transpire. Subtly different from what you're saying, but still,
you really believe Trump came within a half inch of losing his life and everything?
Maybe I think it's at this point I don't put I don't stake my flag into a hill on anything at this point because I mean I don't know, you know, I mean it's possible.
If you examine the blood flow on his ear, it's an impossible blood flow. The so-called grays, they look like shaving. Or cat scratches. When your cat scratches,
that's very possible as well. I don't know.
If people want to believe the deep state did this, I'm fine with it because that's what the white hats want us to think. You know, because this is supposed to be. It's not supposed to be disclosed. It's not something I would want to be disclosed. But talking amongst ourselves in the community. This was a white hot operation, 100%. There's not even a debate on this. It's so, and then the very next day, he goes to Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention being held in Milwaukee. What happened in Milwaukee in 1912? Teddy Roosevelt staged a fake shooting. I just did an article on it. It was totally fake. He did this just several weeks before the election of 1912. And that might have given us Woodrow Wilson. I don't know if you're familiar with that story.
I am not. I've never even heard it.
And what's also interesting is just 2 weeks ago, I can't remember if it was Joe Rogan or Tucker Carlson, but it was one of them, was talking about Teddy Roosevelt being shot and then having the bullet in him and then delivering his speech anyway. And I didn't think nothing at the time. I just rolled my eyes like, oh, boy, that bullshit story again. And now this happened. But that happened in Milwaukee. So Trump gets, quote unquote, shot. And then goes to Milwaukee the next day for the convention, comes out with a little Band-Aid, rah-rah. But, here's what happened in 1912. So let me kind of link this back. So it's kind of the reverse. We're beating the deep state. The white hats are beating the black hats. They're all their old tricks. But as you know, 1912, Taft was a conservative, the Republican incumbent, and the Jewish cabal wanted him out. Okay, he would not sanction Russia. There's no way he would have went along with the Federal Reserve. He did support an income tax, but it was just for corporations, not individuals. So he had to go if they're going to get their progressive agenda, their Fed, and their World War I under Woodrow Wilson. There was no way Wilson was going to beat Taft, the incumbent. Republicans, they used to win every election back then. So They went out. Bernard Baruch, our friend Baruch, we talked about him some time ago. And this comes right from Benjamin Friedman, who was the private secretary of Bernard Baruch, who later defected, became an ex-Jew, converted to Christianity, blew the whistle on these guys.
Yes.
I'm sure you've heard of him, the famous speech, 1961, the Willard Hotel, wrote the Hidden Tyranny. But he was there. He gives testimony. He was there at the meeting when they hatched a plot to recruit ex-president Teddy Roosevelt, who had served, you know, the remainder of McKinley's term after he got killed conveniently and then had his own term. And then he left. But they knew they couldn't beat Taft. So they recruited Teddy Roosevelt to run third party, a bull moose, they called it the bull moose party. And the idea was to split the Republican vote and get Wilson elected, which he did with only 41% of the vote. But after this event, and this was just 3 weeks before the election, he's about to give a speech, and a shot rings out. Okay. And, you know, there's a little chaos. Nobody knows what's going on. And then he comes to the podium. He says, well, first, his bodyguard started to explain the president's been shot. And this is from an old newspaper. So somebody yelled out, fake, fake. So somebody was calling it fake the moment it happened. And then he comes to the podium. He says, listen, everybody, I want you to know I've been shot. The bullet is in me. Fortunately, you know, I had these papers. The story goes, he had a big speech in his pocket, and that blunted the force. So, but it still penetrated him. And he continued, and then he gave a speech for 45 minutes. So first they said it penetrated superficially. Then they said it was up against his rib cage. But how are you going to speak for 45 minutes with a bullet in you? And this is the legend. Anyway, his poll numbers absolutely go through the roof. We know that. I don't have the data to be able to say that had it not been for that, Taft would have won the election outright. You know, I don't even know if such polling data exists.
Right.
But it was an enormous boost for him and all the newspapers. Colonel Roosevelt shot, delivers speech anyway. And, you know, this legend, but he was known for this kind of fake bullshit. I don't know if you know this true story about the charge up San Juan Hill.
No.
It was like a minor skirmish. They outnumbered the Spaniards by like 20 to 1. It was on foot. And somehow that got embellished into Roosevelt leading a charge with his saber.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah.
He never even got a medal for San Juan Hill. What does that
tell you? That's the Teddy Roosevelt charge of him. You know, everybody sees the image of him on a horse leading the charge of his Rough Riders up San Juan Hill. Yeah.
They were on foot. They outnumbered the Spaniards 20 to 1, but they had to give him those war hero credentials because he was already being tapped for bigger and better things. In fact, he was the assistant naval secretary who ordered the USS Maine to sail into Havana Harbor, false flag, 200 Americans killed. They blamed it on Spain, but he engineered that. And then he stepped down from his post and he went out to become a war hero, comes back. This is all one after the other. Becomes governor of New York State. The vice president dies, up and dies conveniently. They impose him on McKinley as vice president. 1 year later, McKinley is dead, and Teddy Roosevelt, who set the stage for the Federal Reserve and Woodrow Wilson. There's a whole story there. I wrote a book on him called Teddy the Terrible. Yeah. But anyway, the reason I digressed into that area is to show that this guy had a long history of self-aggrandizement and being puffed up by the fake news. So he did this stunt with the shooting that somebody called fake the moment it happened. That's all we could find on it as far as like documentation. There are people that suspected it was fake, but then you hear about it. How do you speak for 45 minutes? If the bullet's in you, you're going to be bleeding. You're going to be bleeding out. But no, they say he spoke. Mm-hmm. And then he said, the bullet is in me. I'm going to try to do my best to give the speech. But It takes more than that to stop a bull moose. And everyone's like,
right.
People were such simpletons back. Well, they are today too. But that's that pulled a lot of votes away from Taft because he started blaming Taft's people for their extremist rhetoric.
Where have you heard that before?
Yeah.
Extremist rhetoric.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the story of Teddy Roosevelt's so-called shooting and then giving a 45-minute speech with a bullet lodged against his rib.
Very interesting.
In Milwaukee. So now this happens and Trump goes to Milwaukee. But all of this works out to, I mean, obviously, conveniently, everything works to Trump's advantage, whether it's the raids or the trials. he's untouchable. And there's a reason why, because the military's in control. So,
yes. I do believe that, actually. I do believe, I mean, there's too many things that are going on out there. For example, I don't care what anybody says. Nobody's ever going to convince me that the man who's occupying the body of whoever is Joe Biden is not the same human being that was the vice president under Obama. I do not believe that. Some people may disagree with me, and that's okay. We can agree to disagree. But he is so dang insane. And you, I think, was it you that were talking about that talked about how Biden was basically thrusted into that position by Trump in 2020? Like when the
fake Biden. I believe Biden was executed.
That's what I mean. Well, yeah, and that's what I mean by that. That's what I'm saying. That's why I opened it up with saying that I don't agree that it's the same human being occupying the same space. But there's no way. I look at the person who is playing Biden, or there may be multiple people that are playing him, but whatever. The point of the matter is that whoever is pretending to be him is an actor and is acting absolutely crazy. I mean, there's to look at that. There's no way in hell that people would literally allow that to happen. It's like freaking slapstick comedy to me. Mm. I mean, if we took videos from what's going on today and we sent it to people from 50 years ago and said, this is what is going to happen when in 50 years from now, people would be like, you're insane. There's no way that isn't. I mean, who's going to believe this?
Yeah.
That's
the whole thing. You know, now you have the whole questioning of his mental faculties, you know, but you cannot, I mean, you have to be congruent in your thinking, because on the one hand, if you accept that Biden is an imposter, think about what that means, the implications of the absolute total power of the White Hats. They have to be totally in control to get a fake into the White House. I won't even say the White House. The White House is fake. It's a fake Oval Office. And Kamala Harris is fake. You can see the mask on her neck. Who knows who else is fake and been rubbed out. So if they can achieve that, then something like a little assassination thing is a piece of cake. So there shouldn't be any kind of incredulity bias. Oh, no, they wouldn't be able to do it. No, it's all consistent. Total control means total control. They have it all. They're running the media now, too. Okay? They have to be running the media, because why is nobody in the media asking questions about this fake Biden or even about this shooting? So that proves, and that's consistent with continuity of government, because it means the media can be controlled by the military. Those 60,000 special operatives, secret agents, military secret agents who work for Trump. So once you appreciate just how dominant their position is, I mean, I wrote an article months ago. I call it the White Hats, Q and the White Hats have seized the Wizard of Oz machine. Okay. The Wizard of Oz machine is the illusion machine. Just, you know, the movie, it's a fake wizard. It's just an image, and everybody thinks he's some kind of godlike creature. But it's just a little man behind a curtain, and then Toto pulls the curtain open, and you see, that's the wizard. And it was all illusion. And that's what we've been living under for a very long time. And they can make you believe anything. They can make you believe that, you know, two man-made mountains in New York, quarter mile high, can turn into aerosol and disappear. They're gone. There's no rubble right there. And a third skyscraper was
they,
hit.
They can, Sandy fall Hook,
Boston smoke bomb, JFK, et cetera, et cetera. We all know this. I don't have to tell your audience this. So we know that the Wizard of Oz illusion machine, which is, you know, media, also academia and Hollywood, all of it, has the capability to make people believe anything, literally anything. Now, what happens if the good guys seize that machine? That's the beauty of it. They don't have to create a whole new apparatus for themselves. It's already there. So it's just a simple matter of taking a gun, pointing it at the wizard's head, saying, hey, get the frick out of here. It's our machine now. And now they're pushing the buttons and the levers, which means they could do the same Sandy Hook, Boston bomb illusions just as easily. And once you understand that they have indeed seized the Wizard of Oz illusion machine, then there shouldn't be any kind of incredulity when analyzing this so-called shooting, in quotes. And it's interesting because I refer to it as shooting in quotes. Within 2 hours of it happening, I wrote an article. I assessed it. I processed it. Now you're shooting in quotes. And I want you to go to one of the attachments I sent you.
Okay.
Not a video. It's an image attachment.
Let me look here. Which one is it?
It's only one. There are two videos. Oh, one's an image. It's a truth. It's a Trump truth.
I see it.
Yeah.
Okay. Here it is. Let me. Okay, here we go. And let me make it a little bit bigger.
Okay, there it is.
Okay.
By the way, that avatar with Trump's war-painted face, he went to that like last year. That's a 9/11 right on his face.
Right.
Just looking at it, the stars.
I remember when you showed that on the, when you talked about that on Alpha's show and everybody was like mind blown.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can talk about that too.
But anyway, here's what Trump just a day ago, based on yesterday's terrible events, I was going to delay my trip to Wisconsin by 2 days. I've just decided I cannot allow a shooter. Now, everything means something. Spellings, misspellings, punctuations with Trump. Why is shooter in quotes? He's winking at us. There was no shooter. I cannot allow a quote shooter to force change to scheduling. Therefore, I will be leaving for Milwaukee, where Teddy Roosevelt staged his stunt in 1912. Scheduled at 3:30 p.m. today, etc. Thank you, Donald J. Trump. So... and then he shows up with the little white thing
on his
ear. It was perfect dramatic entrance. And, you know, nobody dare criticize him now. The left is very quiet lately. That's how it goes, you know. And he's calling for unity.
Yes, he's going to discontinue his speech that he wrote, or he had, that was attacking Biden. And now he's coming out with all the stuff that is you know, more about unity and bringing people together. That's where he's going. And
yeah, so he plays the role now of the adult in the room after Biden is already in the public mind, been trashed, and it's irreparable the damage done to him. I mean, you had the whole media for like 2 weeks straight, front page of New York Times, people questioning his faculties. New York Times calling for him to step down. Liberals calling for him to step down. He gives an interview to George Stephanopoulos to make the case that, hey, no, I'm still sane. It's not very reassuring, right?
Right.
So he's been totally trapped. So this is like boom, boom, one after the other. You had that disastrous debate, okay?
Oh, that was horrible.
It was horrible, but that was scripted. He's not senile because when they need him to speak properly, it's not a problem. So Are you still there?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Yeah, so that's, he just, that's scripted because he's a white hat actor. I said it. He's becoming one of my favorite presidents. He deserves a Medal of Honor and an Academy Award. So he's stumbling, bumbling, and right away, the media, which is under control, all in unison, he's got to step down. He doesn't have it anymore. This was a disaster. They could have spun it the other way, but no, they piled on, and then you had the George Stephanopoulos interview. That made it even worse. He's like, well, if God Almighty comes down and asks me to not run, I won't. So he had the total destruction of Biden, followed by the almost martyrdom of Trump. And that's it. He doesn't have to attack anymore. I imagine his proxies will still be attacking Biden, but you don't have to attack Biden now. He's a national joke. Okay. Even libtards admit that he's lost his mind.
And they can't really, I don't believe they're going to replace him. I think he's basically going to run unopposed at this point.
Yeah. No, I everything is scripted. So trying to make intelligent forecasts is almost an illogical endeavor. It's almost like trying to say, who's going to win a wrestling match, Hulk Hogan or Andre the Giant?
Good point.
Well, I think Andre's too big, too much, man. Well, Hogan's younger. Yeah. What's the point? It's scripted. So all you can do is look for clues, just like you're watching a suspense film, and make a guess. So my guess, and it is a guess because I don't have the script, I think we're going to continue along this road towards a fake, controlled, scary confrontation with Russia and China. And how, boy, you talk about the normies pissing their pants. You know you have a president who has so-called Alzheimer's, and he's leading you to the precipice of nuclear World War III.
Right.
And only one man can come and save us. That's St. Trump. So it's like everything is being built up to the moment where some way, somehow, he comes in as the knight in shining armor on his white horse. And when that moment comes, I even think a lot of libtards will say, yeah, I don't like him, but, you know, I don't want to die from World War III or whatever. Right. So it looks like we're going down that road as well.
Well, did you see some of the political, the people on the right who have come out and said, you know, I've been very critical of Trump for a long time and on, you know, bordering on, or if not an anti-Trumper or never Trumper or whatever they call themselves. But there are people and Megyn Kelly yesterday, I think, came out, did a video and was like, you know, I will walk over glass to make sure that I vote for this guy, you know. So it's like, you know, I mean, people like this are now coming out of the woodwork. And so, I mean, there's definitely a unity about this. And in many respects, I kind of look at this as I don't want to say that the shooting was a positive thing. But the event as a whole, I think what's coming out of it is very positive, a good thing for the country in the future. So I still think we're going to have some difficult days. You know, there's a few people that I follow because I always like to listen to a lot of different perspectives. And there are some that are like totally black-pilled that, you know, that no good guys are out there doing anything for us. And, you know, we're going to have like, it's going to be 10 years of pain and sorrow and suffering and gnashing of teeth. And, you know, and then you've got some people that are saying, you know what, we're not going to see any sort of like disruptions. And then you've got some people saying it's going to be disruptions are going to be, you know, maybe a couple of weeks or a month or, you know, and I tend to err on the side of, I think there are going to be disruptions, but I don't think it's going to be a long period of disruptiveness. But I do think that it's going to be, you know, it's going to be difficult for people to get through. But it's not impossible.
I'm sure they have put all the systems and precautions in place to ensure a soft landing. You know, I there's no way that planners who are this thorough are just going to say, okay, we're going to blow the system up and take over and not have a plan in effect. So I think a lot of it's going to come out very early on. Because Trump keeps using that term on day one. And then asks, are you going to be a dictator? Only for one day, on day one. So, you know, I think things will happen very, very fast, especially if we head into some kind of crisis moment. So I don't know where the script is going to go. Maybe the script calls for them linking this so-called assassination attempt to deep state player, and that'll really blow up the public mind. But just last week, I mean, again, we have so-called Joe Biden, the imposter, was in Europe saying, okay, yeah, we got to get Ukraine and NATO, which is a World War III trigger. And right. And then the Russians are responding. We're gonna take precautions. We have a nuclear arsenal. Really, really nasty rhetoric going back and forth. It's all controlled, but it leads me to suspect that the script calls for, and we talked about this many times, the sum of all fears scenario.
Right.
That's in the Q post. Q refers to that movie many times.
Well, and you did. You did see this. You did see the Q post. Like, was it 2910 or something like that, where it said, hey, don't, you know, wait till you see a picture of Trump with his fist in the air saying fight or
fight. That's a Q terminology.
Right.
And what did Trump say after he was allegedly shot?
Three times, fight.
He said it three times, fight. Right out of Q. And you got Vincent Fusca. He's not mentioned in Q, but he is clearly it's QAnon symbolism. Okay. So yeah, that comes out of Q2, but sum of all fears, the theme of the movie is there's a deep state. They call them neo-Nazis in the movie, you know, but it's a deep state that stages a false flag bomb in Baltimore, blames it on the Russians, and Russia and US are brought to the precipice of World War III, which is what this group wants, so then they could take over Europe. Okay.
Right.
This is exactly what the plan was. Hillary was to trigger a World War III scenario, and then the deep state takes over. So that's what the movie's about. But in the movie, the plot is thwarted. And in the end, the Russian president, American president make a deal. They kiss and make up. And the deep staters is an epic execution scene. Okay. Mm-hmm. One has a stroke split. Another one, his car blows up. And playing in the background is Nessun Dorma, which happens to be Trump's theme song.
Are we going to play this clip?
So, yeah, go ahead. I want you to play. That's the execution scene.
Yeah.
And the song is in the background is Nessun Dorma.
Let's see. I don't know how loud it is. Can everybody hear it?
So that's Trump and Putin there.
This is basically like the George Soros guy.
Yeah, these are intelligence agency operatives who planted the bomb that almost started World War III. They did the false flag.
That's kind of a funny scene, actually. Take a sigh of relief. Car didn't blow up. That's a great scene, man. That really is. That's an outstanding movie. If you guys have never seen,
I actually never saw the whole film. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I should read it. Yeah.
Maybe I'll have to do that as a Friday night watch party, because that's there actually worthy. That's definitely worthy of that. So
it's a pretty good flick. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very very good.
But why is Q keep talking about that film? And what and why does Trump play that song at all his rally? And he played it out so much that Pavarotti's widow asked him to stop, you know, because she thinks Trump bad, evidently.
Right.
He don't care. He keeps playing it. Dan Scavino posts it. So it's what is with it? Nessun, some of all fears in the Q post and Trump with Nessun Dorma. Now, the climax of that song at the end, he goes, Vincerò, Vincerò, and he's yelling, Vincerò.
Right.
That means victory, to win. That's like Vincent Fusca. And the song, if you translate the lyrics from Italian to English, he wins at dawn, after the darkness.
What's the name of the song?
The name of the song is Nessun Dorma, which means nobody sleeps. So the lyrics are perfect, even though the song's over 100 years old, but the lyrics are perfect. Nobody sleeps. At dawn, I will win. I will win, and I will win. That's the dramatic climax. So at dawn, after the darkness, I will win. Same as Vincent Fusca. I will victory over darkness, dark to light. So that's a constant theme that comes up, the victory over the darkness, walking into the light. You know, so.
And that's definitely a theme, if you're not familiar with the Q
cards. And a pattern. So then when I saw Vincent Fusca at the so-called assassination, that's mind blowing. I mean, I don't know what this guy's story is, you know, but it's so weird. And there was one time when, I don't know if it was Fox News, they zoomed in on him and they kept the camera right on him. And he was just looking, and it's like somebody at Fox News was putting him in our face. Who is this character whose name literally means victory over darkness?
Right.
At dawn.
And you know, let me read I actually have I pulled the lyrics up real quick, and it's actually very short. It's very short. The English translation says, nobody shall sleep. Nobody shall sleep. Even you, O princess, in your cold room, watch the stars that tremble with love and with hope. But my secret is hidden within me. My name, no one shall know. No. On your mouth, I will tell it when the light shines, and my kiss will dissolve the silence that makes you mine. No one will know his name, and we must, alas, die. Vanish, O night. Set stars. At dawn, I win. Or I will win. I will win. I will win. Yeah. So it says it three times, just like fight, fight, fight. At dawn, I will win. I will win. I will win.
Right. At dawn. And when it's dark, it's just before dawn. So he will win over the darkness.
Right.
Vincent Fusca. Dark to light.
And that's the
very definition of the Great Awakening. If you look at that image, he posted it too. It's people coming out of the darkness, and all of a sudden, there's the light. But that light is going to need some kind of triggering mechanism. And I don't know, maybe they will investigate the so-called assassination and something will come out of it that way. Maybe it's the World War III scenario. I had thought for a while it was going to be the election fraud, which in due time will be exposed. But now at this point, it's just not something that will have that kind of impact, you know, because it's like, okay, well, there's a new election in 3 months anyway. What's the big deal? It's like, but there's got to be something. And then after that, I see everything boom, 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 culminating with stuff like 9/11, child sex trafficking. That's what we have been promised by Q and Trump.
Right.
Not in specific language, but they've made it quite clear.
Let me ask you, because there's a little bit of chatter in the chat, and I'm just curious what your take is on the notion that it is that the person who was standing at the podium was not really Trump.
You know, I've been questioning many Trump appearances. I saw him standing right next to Dana White, who's the chairman of the fighting organization in the cage, the mixed martial arts. And then I looked up his height, and he's 5'10", and he was, or 5'11". He was head to head with Trump, who's listed as 6'3". I said, there's no way. Okay, I've seen other images, the speeches he gives on Truth Social. It's a younger Trump, energetic Trump, and then you see an older Trump. So there's no question that you've got body doubles, and I've seen some CGI, and not just him, his daughters, his son. So Q did say when these operations are going down, he's going to be in a safe place.
Right.
So he could be flying around day and night in Air Force One, the real Trump.
Well, let me tell you how I interpret that, because I feel like when they were talking about that he would be insulated, I think what they're talking about now, in retrospect, is these last 4 years.
That's too. They made that clear that he can't have his fingerprints on any of this stuff.
Yeah, it's like he's insulated from all.
There was also a post. I can't remember the wording. There's also a post that kind of was alluding to his physical safety, you know. So it's both. So he's got to be out of the picture, and you know, all the wheels have to come off of this country while he's got nothing to do with it. Okay.
Okay.
So it also says he will be in a safe place. I don't know if it said Air Force One.
I think it was. I'll have to research it. I believe what it said was POTUS will be insulated. Is the let me look up the QAG. I'm going to go to QAG because that's back up now. Let's see here. POTUS insulated. Okay, so no, let me just look up insulated.
So it's hard to know which one is him and which is not. I'll say this: if anything did happen to Trump, let's say natural fault, he's 78. Let's say he had a heart attack and died. They can't kill his character. He would live on just like Biden, and they have the capability to do that. They would have to. He's indispensable. So
yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting that you say that. You know, the it's like, what was the movie? Gladiator, when one of the gladiators looked, it was the black one. He looked over to Maximus and he says, you have a great name, and they have to kill your name before they kill you. And that's so true. That is so true. Yeah. But these are the six posts that have insulated in it.
100% insulated. Yeah. There's another one though.
POTUS will be well insulated.
I think it's one of Air Force One. There it is.
Yeah. POTUS will be well insulated, protected on Air Force One and abroad. Yeah. Specific locations classified. While these operations are conducted due to the nature of the entrenchment, it is time to take back our country and make America great again. Let us salute and pray for the brave men and women in uniform who will undertake this assignment to bring forth peace, unity, and a return to power to the people. It's our hope that this message reaches enough people to make meaningful impact. We cannot yet telegraph this message through the normal methods for reasons I'm sure everyone here can understand. Follow the questions from the previous thread and remain calm. The primary targets are within D.C. and remain at the top on both sides. The spillover in the streets will be quickly shut down. Look for more false flags. Stay alert. Be vigilant. And above all, please pray. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish and have eternal life. Love is patient. Love is kind. So, and then that was 4-10-20. So, and if you don't know what 4-10-20 is, 4 is D, 10 is right. T, or 10 is D, no, D, DJT. John. So, 4, John, 4, John, let's see, yeah. So, yeah. DJT.
So, yeah, he's, so, because I've noticed this constantly. Those are not, that's not Eric Trump. That's not Donald Trump Jr. Voices have changed. You know, there was that very strange death of his ex-wife, Ivana, falling down the stairs, and then they buried her at the golf course. I don't think she's dead. Even though it's his ex-wife, it's mother of his children. So she may be under protection. Remember his brother so allegedly died?
Mm-hmm.
Remember where his brother died, Robert Trump? And what did Donald, he said something very strange. He says, well, I will see him again. Did he mean that in a spiritual sense or what? So, because even in their weakened state, it's still the deep state. It just takes one move, one Hail Mary pass to take them out. So even though that they've been withered away and all of their layers of strength stripped away, it just takes one. So he still needs to be protected. So it could very well be that's not him at any of the rallies. I mean, these rallies look weird, some of them, to be honest with you. They look like controlled. And
well, and the more, and I will say this, the more you cover him up, like with hats or, you know, if he's wearing like body armor and all of this other stuff. I mean, the more you put on him, the more you layer on him, it's going to, the easier it is for the powers that be to conceal him if it isn't really him, or make it look like, you know, put a mask on somebody or whatever. I'm not of the opinion that any sort of a public event is a CGI type thing. But I mean,
the true social videos are CGI.
Possibly.
The public events are somebody probably in a mask. There was one he's supposedly at his daughter Tiffany's wedding, and I was looking at it. He's head to head with her. She's listed as 5'8". He's listed as 6'3". What is she wearing? 9-inch heels? It can't be. So there's one Trump who keeps showing up who's maybe 5'11". More than that. That's for sure. So.
Yeah, see, I've not really looked into it.
We don't like that. There's so much we don't know, but all we could do is discern the unmistakable pattern of he keeps winning and winning and winning. And now the court cases have been all thrown out too. So I remember people were panicked over that. Oh, he's got criminal cases. So, okay, he's finished. They're gone. Those cases were used just to extract, to get evidence into the system. That's all. So this has been going on since 2015. He's untouchable. Why?
Yeah.
Hand to God? A little bit. Hand to the U.S. military. That's why.
I agree with that. Yeah. And, you know, you look at, you got to, and think about this, guys. You know, when they try, and on the July 20th plot in Germany, it was 1944, I believe, when they attempted to kill Hitler at the Wolf's Lair, there was an enormous secret group within the German military that tried to get rid of Hitler. So don't think for a second that secret things don't exist. And the more secret they are, the more you can't find evidence of their existence. You have to analyze things for, you know, with a little bit of a kind of, I don't know, a use of what's the word I'm looking for? Discernment. You have to analyze things with a level of discernment that you may not have. You know, Mike and I don't want to speak for Mike, but I, you know, we think a little bit differently on most things, or on a lot of things, but we think similar on most things. And that's, I have no problem with that, because iron sharpens iron. But, you know, you look at, there's so many things that are going on out there right now that you have to use a level of discernment, and you have to inject some of the Q stuff. If you don't, it's like, to me, I don't feel like you're really getting an accurate picture if you don't inject some of the Q stuff into at least, you know, the possibility of, you know, the realm of possibility. Some people just outright reject it categorically. And I think that's a mistake.
Oh, well, they do so out of ignorance, because invariably when I confront one of these characters, I say, well, how many of the 5,000 posts have you actually read and analyzed with a critical mind? Blah, 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 blah. It's bullshit, though. I don't waste my time.
Right.
There's no starting point.
Right.
And okay, for me, it was easy because I essentially do this as a living. So I was able to keep up pretty much from the very beginning. Some days 3 posts, some days 5 posts, some days 0 posts, some days 15, some days 1, et cetera, over a 4-year period. Now, understandably, to come up the learning curve, 5,000 posts, some of them are lengthy, some of them are very small, but some of them direct you to other information and videos and events. I mean, it's like a college level degree. It really is. So I can understand people can't come up the learning curve that quickly. They don't have the luxury of doing so. But just be agnostic on the issue. Don't come out and say, "Oh, it's all bullshit, man." How do you say that when you
don't? Because you don't know. I mean, I can't say with absolute certainty that Q's real, but I also can't say with absolute certainty that he isn't real. So, but I tend to lean on the side that there are forces for good working behind the scenes. Because I mean, if there aren't, it's like, man, we're in a world of trouble. Period. So,
well, if there weren't, we would be in year 8 of Madam President Hillary Clinton.
Right. If which
you and I were even alive.
Right.
Frankly. So.
Yeah. So
I still look back to that night as like a miracle. I mean, I went to bed early. I wasn't going to stay up and watch the results. I mean, it's rigged for her.
I didn't think that. No. I actually didn't think that.
You thought he had a shot?
I was convinced he was going to win. I was the only one who was absolutely dead sure that he was going to win. And I went in that night with confident as hell. And yeah, I was of the opinion that he was going to win. And I remember where I was when they stood what's his name? The guy on CNN, Wolf Blitzer, he had to announce that Trump was the winner. Yeah. I just was like, you know, do you remember that night where you were when there was like, it was like almost 2.5 to 3 hours where no results were coming in? Do you remember that?
Well, they were trying to play their usual games.
Right.
Late last minute votes come from here and here. The White Hats blocked that. And Q tells us this. And frankly, I wouldn't even need Q to tell me this. I could just know by inference. If you could switch 1,000 votes, you could switch 100. Why weren't these votes just switched, computerized? Because they intervened. These are tech guys at NSA. They blocked just enough fraud to make it impossible for them to steal. And I don't think they anticipated that. You know, Newsweek already had the cover. Madam President, ready to roll. But it says that in the Q posts that they, I forget how it worded, that they blocked just enough fraud, but they were prepared to do the unthinkable. It also says that in Q, which means a military coup, which would have been a civil war, full-out civil war. The military would have been split. The public would have been split. You're talking Spanish Civil War scenario, mass death and destruction. But they were prepared to go that right if they had to. Because that was it. That was make or break. That was the end. If that's Trump, got in, it was over.
Trump says that. If you, there's a video out there, if you go on YouTube and search this video, will get Trump elected, and listen to that like 6 minute video. And he says it, he states it in there. He's like this. He says, you know, the Clintons are part of a globalist machine that is not have your best interest at mind. And he's like, this is basically our last chance to save the country.
That's right.
That's it. And he says, because if we fail here, it's going to be gone. Yeah. And, you know, and that was, I remember that before the Q drops, right? And when did you start to pay attention to Q? Was it like right at the beginning?
Early 2018. So it would have been 3 or 4 months in.
Yeah. So it's about the same for me. I think it was like March of 2018. So I was I remember the initial Q drop because my friend had mentioned it to me in like November, early November about or mid November, whatever. When that Q drop happened, I was like about Hillary getting arrested. So I remember somebody bringing that to my attention. And so, I mean, I even though I wasn't watching the boards, the 4chan boards or 8chan or whatever it was at the time, I still had people who did kind of pay attention. So,
yeah. And, anyway. you could be sure Trump would not have signed on for this job unless he was given assurances by the military that it's over before it even begins. Certainly there's always risks. But they had this thing mapped out and they went methodically through it. And Trump, with his analytical business mind, I'm sure, had to be convinced, A, that the plan would work, and B, that he and his family would be safe. Otherwise, he wouldn't be doing this. So
yeah, and if there's a, there's a great video out there, guys, if you've never seen it, I'm sure most of the audience has, but if you know, if you're relatively new to just kind of waking up and just seeing this, go seek out the video, The Plan to Save the World. And that guy, he did like three videos, but The Plan to Save the World was the very first one, and it was about 15 minutes long, and it's very well done. I think there's like a couple of different updates to it after the fact, but it's a very well done video, and it will, you know, I mean, it kind of, it encapsulates basically the entire project in 15 minutes. It's a very well done. So, but anyway, who owned 4chan? I don't know. I think it was, Watkins. Wasn't Ron Watkins the guy who owned 4chan? Sure.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. But yeah, Joe M 100%. So, but yeah, and guys, the Q, in the military, there is a Q level clearance, and basically a Q level clearance is something that is, it's like higher than a top secret clearance because it allows you special access to certain things. And there was a lot of people who, or not a lot of people were given the Q level clearance. So, and I, as I understand it, that is the, I think that is the highest level of clearance that you can get in the military. Yeah. So, and then there's so many different references to, you know, to a Q out there, you know, the burial site at Arlington for JFK. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there about Q. So it's, I mean, there's a lot of interesting things. And, you know, one of the posts is, you know, how many examples until it's mathematically possible, right? Yeah. So,
because running parallel to Q, and this is important, were Trump's at the time tweets.
Yes,
and so many times they would correspond.
That's both right.
In the message, and then there's a whole other level. There's the numerical coding, like timestamps right. And things like that. But Trump has made it very clear that he, all along, that he was working with Q. He gave all the hints. So someone to dismiss Q is to dismiss Trump, because Trump has essentially told us, yes, there is a military operation and I'm part of it. How has he done that? Not in so many words, but he goes out of his way to drop the 17. I don't know if you ever saw that video.
Oh, 100%.
Like, yeah, I just got off the phone.
17 so many times.
I got off the phone 17 minutes ago. Things like that. But his Truth Social posts are really hardcore and wild. Like, he'll retruth a meme. Somebody drew up a painting or a drawing of Trump with a Q on his lapel, and then Trump retruths that. Nothing can stop all the Q slogans. Nothing can stop what's coming. You will like how this movie ends, et cetera, et cetera. They're all over his Truth Social. And the media would always go nuts. It's like, oh, Trump is he's appealing to the Q people. But now he made it clear. There was one time somebody on a Q board, because you would have these other anons would respond. They'll say, hey, Q, have Trump use the term tippy-top in a sentence just to give us a message.
Yep. Yep.
The next day, Trump's talking about, you know, they keep this White House in tippy-top shape. But this was done countless times, so... no, it's real. Patriots are in control. No reason for people to be discouraged and not, you know, wait and see.
I'd forgotten about that. What you just said about the tippy top, where they were actually getting, they were getting feedback from the anons, and the anons were saying, hey, to prove that you're legit, you know, have this slipped into the speech somehow. And then Trump would then correspond. And I mean, that's a big deal for, you know, getting, you know, validation that what you're seeing is not fake.
And believe me, the naysayers, they'll say, oh, but no, not when it's 20, 30 coincidence, 40, 50 coincidence over years.
Correct. That's you right.
So at some point, law of probability kicks in, and it is an impossibility that Q is not real, unless you believe Trump is not real, you know, and you have those black pillars too. They say Q and Trump are running a psyop, they're really part of the cabal. It's just
so I've seen that a lot with I think actually even though I I've liked some of the, I like a lot of the stuff that Stu Peters has been doing lately, but I think Stu Peters is actually on the Trump is a secret Zionist program. Have you seen that?
I don't know about lately. Something's strange about Stu Peters. He's really changed in the last 6 months for the good. I mean,
yeah.
World War II truth.
Right.
You know, 9/11 truth. I mean,
100%. I'm with you.
I noticed a really marked change in him because I was always fishy about him. So maybe it's not him because they are replacing people. And if those people have a following and a name, okay, take their identities and start with those people like Elon Musk. I do not believe that's the real Elon Musk. This guy for the longest time, 20 years, the guy's a globalist leftist. Total phony, never invented anything. All of his money comes from government subsidies and mandates. Okay. His brother's an open lefty. Now, all of a sudden, the last 2 years, he's red pilling the hell out of people. And he just endorsed Trump yesterday, big time, where he said in 2016 Trump was not fit. And he endorsed Hillary and he raised money for Hillary. Right. Now he's like full throttle, balls to the wall for Donald Trump. Weird stuff. And mm-hmm. It just saw it happening all over the place. Benny Shapiro now, pro-Trump.
Ben okay, Shapiro?
That little Mossad prick.
Ben Shapiro? Yeah, I thought it was
weird. You know what? Let me qualify that. What he said that the way Trump handled the assassination attempt was very brave and admirable. He was gushing over him. Okay, so I don't know if he endorsed him, but if you read what he's written about him after the assassination, it was a glowing review. But I think he looks different. He's another one. And, you know, this may sound crazy. I don't know if I talked about this on your show, but there's 60,000 military secret agents walking around, and yes, they use masks.
We went through the article. Newsweek
article. Okay, maybe we'll do a show on that.
Yeah, I think I kind of did a show on it once, but I mean, and we didn't make this.
That's because under Executive Order 13818, which puts us under a national emergency relevant to voter fraud. Well, that's another one. Mm-hmm. There's another one for voter fraud, but extreme corruption and human rights trafficking. If you're involved with any of that stuff, they can seize you and your money. And I believe that's how Twitter was bought. They seized Elon Musk's money, and I believe they also seized his identity. And they can do that. You don't need habeas corpus, nothing like that, because it's a state of emergency. And there's just so many straight. Tom Hanks is selling off his collection of antique automobiles.
Tom Hanks is?
Yeah, this was a couple of years ago.
Oh, okay.
Why? Is he hard up for money? You don't sell antique cars. That's like a passion. Why? That would be like me selling my Hitler stamps. Well, I do sell Hitler stamps, but not my private stock. Right. It doesn't make sense. Rothschilds, they sold an estate in Austria that they held for centuries. They sold artwork. Countless examples. A lot of big people, Hollywood celebrities, financiers, all of a sudden just selling assets in a weird way. And they all happen to be like suspected of like Epstein's Island, stuff like that. So this is big stuff going on. You know, a lot of it we have to infer. But when right. you see the pattern, when it's like so many, you know, at some point, yeah, you have to conclude, yeah, there's something definitely happening. Okay, maybe one or two of these people legitimately liquidated something for some reason, but it just keeps happening.
You know? I agree.
A lot of stuff is happening.
There's way too many things that are just, can't, you can't account for them without taking in to consider the impossible, if you will. So, but anyway, guys, we're a little bit over tonight. So, but any final thoughts on this? I mean, we've kind of hammered it out pretty good. But
Well, I've been saying for almost a year that summer 2024 is going to be a wild ride. which is not too difficult to prognosticate because November represents zero on the clock in one form or another. So we have to be getting towards the end now. So by the time we speak again, there might be some other earth-shattering news, and we might have to put off our next historical topic again. I don't know.
Tomorrow,
you know.
Because what we were going to talk about, if I remember correctly, was something about the Fed or something like the Fed. But So anyway, it doesn't really matter at this point. So, but anyway, guys. Well, hey, thanks a lot for tuning in. We had a pretty good size show today. Almost we got to I think I saw we were a little hair over 400 people live, which is great. Wow, so that's a nice large audience, at least on my end. So
everybody go to my site, realnewsandhistory.com. And I keep up, I write a lot about history, but I try to keep the readers up to date on this unfolding soap opera that is the Q operation, which, despite the fact he essentially hasn't posted in 3 years, is alive and well.
Yeah, and I don't think he ever will post again.
You know why?
You
have everything.
Right.
The playbook is there. We already have it.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of how it plays out, but it told us already. But it's very useful to go back and read them now. If you're like a veteran of Q, believe me, if you go back now, you'll be surprised. And say, gee, I don't remember reading this because you missed it because it didn't seem relevant.
Right.
But then because of subsequent events, now it's relevant. It's so much more powerful when you go through it now.
That'd be an interesting exercise to do, to go through and read them all. Man, that'd be a lot, but it'd be interesting. It'd be very interesting. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
Not enough time in the day. Not enough time in the day. Or the week. So, all right, everybody. Well, thank you for tuning in tonight. Appreciate it. And thanks to Mike for his time. Definitely go check out his website, realnewsandhistory.com. And if you put a / Ron on there with a lowercase r, you'll get a special deal. If you buy his all of his books together or something, I think he throws something in there for you. So do that. And definitely support Mike because he's a wealth of information, and he's going to be very needed in the coming months and years. So he has a tremendous skill, and we thank him for his time. So again, thank you everybody, and look forward to seeing you next week. Where still don't know what we're going to talk about yet. But
the schedule something historical, and then the week before was the debate, which was a huge story. Then now the shooting. So
you've got to pivot.
I have a feeling that this is going to turn into a conspiracy, engineered to be pointed at the deep state. We'll see. Where it goes.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see. I'm curious myself. So how this all plays out, but anyway. Well, thank you there, Mr. King. Okay. Appreciate your time, and we will see you and everybody else next week. So, have a great night, everybody. Appreciate your time.